This goes to David Johns, J-O-H-N-S-P-A-C, fax 989-953-5329, regarding Gloria Thompson, T-H-O-M, like Mary, S-O-N, like November, date of birth 2-1 of 1949. Dear Mr. Johns, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Thompson with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, hypertension, anemia, and long-term use of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Her last visit was July 29th of 2024. And in February of this year, she had her right total knee replacement done. And she is recovering well. She's been getting physical therapy in her home for the last 2 weeks and will start outpatient physical therapy next week. No chest pain or palpitations. She does have chronic anemia, and hemoglobin before surgery was 10, and afterward it was 8. So that will slowly have to build back up. She is currently anticoagulated with baby aspirin, 81 milligram twice a day for 1 month, and then we'll be able to stop that. She couldn't afford more expensive anticoagulants, and so the aspirin was a better choice for her. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. She makes adequate amounts of urine without cloudiness or blood, and no edema. Medications, medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight metoprolol, 25 milligram twice a day, and iron infusions for her chronic anemia, which she probably will need again. Prolia is 60 milligrams every 6 months for osteoporosis. Other medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight 146 pounds and blood pressure is 132 over 60. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 1/16/2025. Creatinine is stable at 1.21. Estimated GFR is 47. Calcium is 9.2, sodium 135, potassium 4.0, carbon dioxide 25. She did have a UTI with Pseudomonas and was treated before her surgery. No current symptoms of UTI, she reports. Damn it, come on up. And hemoglobin prior to surgery 10.0, normal white count, normal platelet levels. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We will continue to check labs every 3 months. 2, hypertension, well controlled. 3, chronic anemia. She gets iron infusions regularly to treat that. And 4, long-term oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug use. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.